Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
And now, it is time for your favorite radio program, Chatting from the Word, with your hosts, Brother Oscar York and Chris Etheridge, where we are putting a slap in your Christian walk.
Chatting from the Word with Brother Oscar and me, Brother Chris. It is Wednesday. It is August 7th, 2019, and it is 11:06 a.m. Pacific Standard Time in the great state of California, San Francisco Bay Area, mostly cloudy. Today, it is currently 59 degrees Fahrenheit, and the visibility is 5 miles. Humidity is 94%, and the wind is at 10 miles an hour, and the barometer is 29.97 inches, and the dew point today is 55 degrees, and it is going to be a hot day here in the San Francisco Bay Area, 75 degrees, sunny after 1 o'clock in the afternoon when it clears out. And then the low tonight after 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time will be 58 degrees. And how are you, my beloved brother, in the great state of Ohio? And he is 2,360.6 nautical miles from me from the Bay Area here in California, and he is 3 hours ahead on Eastern Standard Time right now, and in the presence of Oscar York. What's up?
Wow, Brother Chris. That's all right. We're doing fine here in the great city of Dayton, Ohio. As all may know, we had a visitor this morning to our great city, the President of the United States, in the person of President Trump, and most did not enjoy that visit, Brother Chris. I must say, most
right.
were not really happy with his visit to do what he should have done. So it is what it is. That's something that we must accept. But here in the Miamisburg, Ohio area, is 208. It looks like 208 to me. And the weather is beautiful. We are having some beautiful weather. But let me say this, Brother Chris. I'm laughing, and I'm going to tell my listeners why I'm laughing. In the beginning of the program here, like we played a song, and we said, here they are, and I forgot to let it keep on playing. We said, here they are, and we kind of messed up. I kind of messed up on that. Kind of messed myself up, Brother Chris, on that. But that's all right.
Sounds good, though.
Yeah.
I think when we play, when they play it back, when they hear the pre-recordings of it, it'll sound all right. Ooh,
yeah, that's all right.
You know how we blend in.
That's all right, Brother Chris. You're right.
I know we gotta focus. That's why this world is so unfair, and there's so much polarization in politics. And we keep our mind on Jesus Christ, Brother Oscar, and carry out the kingdom business of God's the Father's dear Son. It helps us to bring a balance back to, because when you deal with the world, it's going to make you unbalanced.
That's right. But, Brother Chris, I'm going to talk about this a little while. That's what I'm talking about. You know, I don't too much involve myself in the political arena, and I'll let you know that whoever's president or whoever, whatever, is fine, because I recognize that God is in control. God
That's
is
right.
in control, not the president, not the governor, not the mayor, or any other people that we put in office. It's God that controls this universe. And we'll be in control of this universe because he
That's right.
the one that created everything in it. He created it. He created everything. He created us man. He created woman. I mean, he created it all. So ain't no president can do what to tell God what to do and control this universe. Because God has that all in the palm of his hand. And we as Christians,
right.
if we stay in the body, we have nothing to worry about, Brother Chris.
Absolutely. That's why I always try to point people to Jesus Christ, because
that's
the world, God, the Satan is the God of this world, brother. And
man,
it was never meant to be fair for us anyway. We see the civil rights era and Dr. King, they assassinated JFK, they assassinated Malcolm X, they assassinated, who else they assassinated, man? They assassinated Abraham Lincoln. So, I mean,
Mega Everett.
We're free to slaves, man.
It's always
unfair.
This is a terrible world we live in. And we as Christians, only the safe place that we can be is in the arms of the Lord.
That's right. That's right. Amen.
Go ahead. We have a good show for you today. It's
music time.
Once again. So our first selection going to be the Committed A Cappella Chorus, Jesus Is More. Committed A Cappella Chorus, Jesus Is More.
Oh,
acapella course, Jesus is more. And my friends, when you're going through some troubles in life, when you're going through the storms, when you're going through anything that's detrimental, I guarantee you our Lord is more, because he can change your life. He can pull you through it.
Yes,
he can help you get the fire. Praise the Lord.
That's right. You see how chaotic this world is. That's why the Lord on the Sermon on the Mount encouraged all of his followers that in the Beatitudes, Brother Oscar, listening audience, enter ye in at the straight gate, for wide is the gate, broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat, because straight is the gate and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. Matthew chapter 7, verse 13 and 14.
We'll find it.
That's right.
A few. I love that, Brother Chris. I love it because it shows me we are in the body of Christ trying to do right. We're going to be all right. If we stay in the Lord, we are going to be all right. And that's what we need to do today, to stay in the Lord. All right.
That's right.
Next hit, Brother Chris. I'll be ready.
Yeah, that's right. Fasten your seatbelts.
Yes, are you ready?
We're about to go on a musical ride.
Yes, on this great show, Take From the Word. Our next selection be A Few Good Men Music Ministry. If I could sing about heaven. If I could sing about heaven. And this is a beautiful song, If I Could Sing About Heaven. And here we go.
Forever away somewhere is a home for the saints to rest. So many have tried, but they couldn't describe all the beauties on that bright shore. For it's that island into the hearts of men, what the Father has in store. I could sing about heaven for a million years and never get a story told. On the just for walls and the gates of hell and the streets made of pure gold. Even tongue the revelator in the heavenly vision could never really say what he saw. I could sing about heaven for a million years and still I could never tell it all. From the throne there springs a glimmering stream of waters pure and sweet. And it flows by the tree of life on its way to the crystal sea. And the precious stones that the walls rest on are of 12 different kinds. And the light will cease, for the Prince of Peace is the light that forever shines. I could sing about heaven for a million years and never get a story told. Of the just for walls and the gates of pearls and the streets made of pure gold. Even John the Revelator in the heavenly vision could never really say what he saw. I could sing about heaven for a million years and still I could never tell it all. I could sing about heaven for a million years and never get a story told. On the just for walls and the gates of pearl and the streets made of pure gold. Even John the Revelator in the heavenly vision could never really say what he saw. I will sing about heaven for a million years and still I will never tell it all. John the Revelator in the heavenly vision could never really say what he saw. I will sing about heaven for a million years and still I could never tell it all.
That was a Hilton Man Music Ministry. I could sing about heaven. And I don't know about you, my listeners, but I can surely sing about heaven. What about you, Brother Chris?
That's right. That's right. I can sing about heaven, and I can preach the word at the same time.
Sing and preach. That's all right, brother.
That's right. I can get the encouragement for our Lord in the Beatitudes. He says in Matthew chapter 6, verse 19, but do not store up for yourselves treasures on the earth, Brother Oscar. With moth and rust doth corrupt, where thieves break through and steal, but whether to lay up your treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust, or neither thieves break through and steal, for where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. Chapter 6, verses 19 to 21.
And your heart will be in the Lord, heading to heaven. All right, it's prayer time. And if you have a prayer request that you want Brother Chris to pray for, the number is 657-383-0883. This is our prayer time. And if you have a prayer request and something is on your mind that you want prayer for, we'd be happy to do it. And call it in. Call your request in, and Brother Chris will pray for your request. The number again is 657-383-0883. And here we go with our prayer.
Hi. Let it roll.
That was Radiance, Sweet Hour, Prayer. Now, if you want Brother Chris to pray for your friend, request, the number is 657-383-0883. The scripture that we want to use for our prayer time is found in Philippians 4, verses 5 through 7. Here Paul writes, "Let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication. With thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God, and the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus." Brother Kratz.
Father God, we thank you for once again that you saw fit to allow us to still be here in the land of the living God. And we know we don't deserve your righteousness. We don't deserve your grace and mercy. But, Father, because you loved us so much, we pray, Father, for the current political chaotic crisis in the United States. We pray, Father, for this dear president of ours, President Trump. We pray, Father, that you can deal with his heart, Father, to help him to see that he needs to show more compassion toward the people who he claimed that he is serving in this country, Father, regardless of their ethnicity and their background. Father, we pray also, Father, for those that are running for election in 2020, Father, they will implement policies and in the legislation once they're in office, Father, for the good, tranquility, and the goodwill and peace for all people in this country. Father, we also pray, Father, for those that are incarcerated, that you perhaps programs like this on the airways through the Churches of Christ would be able to point them in the way of salvation. We pray for their conviction, those that have been wrongly convicted of crimes, that, Father, the justice will be served, and that, Father, that they will get the get a chance, Father, to get their sentence overturned, and, Father, and that they will praise you in the process and thank you, Lord, and that, Father, and that that the prayers of the righteous availeth much. We pray also, Father, for those that have departed from church fellowship, Father, that perhaps something can be said on the program, or maybe these melodious, wonderful songs of these a cappella singers singing their hearts out for the Lord, Father, in Christ, can be able to point them back to the cross where it all happened, and, Father, and to be cut and pricked in their heart and realize they need to come back to Christ before it's everlasting too late, and, Father, and work out their salvation that we all are encouraged to do and exhorted to do, Father, that we can make our calling on the election sure once this life is over in this physical earth. And we thank you, Father, and this is our prayer for those that are traveling. Provide them traveling grace, Father, especially those of the household of faith and those that labor in the ministry and the preaching and the spreading of the gospel of Christ and evangelism. And this is our prayer in the name of the Lord Jesus. Amen.
Amen and amen. Thank you, Brother Chris, for that prayer. Brother Chris, I always know how to approach the throne of grace on our behalf. Thank you, Brother Chris, and we hope and pray that you prayed along
Absolutely.
With him, and that he prayed for something that was on your mind, and you heard.
That's right.
Prayer! Now, Brother Chris, it's time for testimonial moments. It's time for testimonial moments, and if you have a testimony that you want to share, the time to call it in is now. If you have a testimony that can help someone that's traveling this Christian journey, please do that. Help them. Let them know that everything will be all right. Testimonial moment.
Yeah.
your listener can sit a moment of time with our own.
The number is 657-383-0883. Tell your story. Share your testimony so that you may help someone that's traveling this Christian journey, that's having some difficulties making through the mountains or climbing the mountains or some trouble or some storms in their way. Share your story to allow them to know they can make it through the storms. All right. No one called in, Brother Chris. I don't see no caller. But call in tomorrow. Maybe you kind of try to call in. Brother Chris and I, we know booger bears. We're not going to eat you. So just call in. The number is 657-383-0883. Now, you know what time it is. And most of you probably thinking, oh, no, he comes. Here he comes to ask for sponsors again. Yes, I am
That's
going
right.
to do that. And we need sponsors.
Right.
We need someone to help us on bringing chatting from the word to the masses. And I'm going to say it like that. Please help us. Whatever you send, if it's a dollar, if it's 10, if it's 20, if it's 30, we need monthly help to bring this program on the air. And let me tell you something. And I wasn't going to say this, but myself and Brother Chris, we're coming out of our own pockets to bring this program to you. So help us here. Help us here. Help us here to bring chatting from the word to the world. And churches, you can get involved too. Put us in your budget for 2019. Now, you know where to send the money. I'm on PayPal. Go to the PayPal website. Put in my name or my email address, and they will direct you after that what to do. Now, myself and Brother Chris, we are on Facebook. Now, just contact Brother Chris on Facebook, but right now my Facebook is acting kind of crazy. That's the only way I'm going to put it. If I get your message, fine. If I don't, that would be the reason. And you know my email address, OscarYork3443@gmail.com. And I do have a webpage, OscarYorkPublishing.com. But while you're at my webpage, I have authored two books, A Peaceful Place in the Storms, God is in Control, which sell for $21.50, and Bridges of Friendships, which also sell for $21.50. And if you want to purchase Both books are $43. Now, we hope that you do that. Please help us here, Chatting from the Word. Purchase a book. Purchase two books. Proceeds will go towards the show. Please order a book from OscarYorkPublishing.com. Now, you know my motto. I see it every day. I do. Monday through Fridays. When you read, you get knowledge. And with knowledge comes power. Brother Chris.
You can reach Brother Chris at lowercase c, lowercase e, 06915@gmail.com. You can reach Brother Oscar and I on a variety of social media platforms such as LinkedIn.com. We download the show on LinkedIn.com as well as Facebook and Messenger and also Twitter. So I am on Instagram. So there are a variety of social media platforms that you can reach Brother Oscar and I at. And let us know what you think of the show. And we solicit your support, as Brother Oscar say. You know, just if 300 people view this program or listen to the show on the social media outlets, just think if you give just $1, what is $1?
Hey,
and
man.
300 people, just think how much support and how much that would help
us to manage the show, because as Brother Oscar and I says, you know, we have to finance this show for your enjoyment, and that and we solicit your support, because everything costs. And so it'll be much appreciated if you can do that. But we would like to let you know that there's over 200 broadcasts of this show on Blog Talk Radio for your enjoyment. And we just want to encourage you to click on. And we have a variety of different gospel acapella artists on this show and singing their hearts out. And we also provide little messages from the gospel of Christ for your edification, encouragement. And we just want to let you know that feel free and to call in to let us know what your prayer requests are, and let us know if you have anything you'd like to share with us, any testimony, or if you need some clarification doctrinally. We are here to do that, because we, as members of the Churches of Christ, believe in the accuracy, the validity, the prophecy, and the authenticity of the scriptures, sacred scriptures of God, because we are going to give you, thus said the Lord, because faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God, Romans chapter 10, verse 17. And so we're going to let you know that if we're going to act on our faith, it's because that we're being governed by the word of God, and that we're going to let God answer all our questions and all of the things that may trouble us, that the word of God is going to give us those solutions to our problems while we're in this time side of life. We, as members of the Churches of Christ, speak where the Bible speak and be silent where the Bible silent. Right on, Brother Oscar.
That's right, Brother Chris. That's the only way we can do it. That's right. Our next selection, and we love this song, and it's Cool Cool Inside by your only Chris Turner.
That's right. You got to stay where it's cool.
Yes. Oh, it's
we
cool.
Don't want to burn up.
I'll burn in hell. So y'all going to say it just like that.
Hey, hey, man.
Here we go. It's cool.
Amen.
So cool inside. Don't you want to go where it's cool inside? Dum 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 dum.
Inside. And my friend, if you are working to go to heaven, it's cool inside. But if you're not working to go to heaven to make your election sure, you might be winding up, I know you are, going to the opposite place, which is H-E-L-L, where it's hot. And I don't know no one who wants to go there, Brother Chris. No one.
No one. That's right. Amen. That's why we got to be translated. We got to be translated.
Amen.
We got to be transformed.
Amen.
So we can go to the place that's on high where it's cool inside.
Amen. After our next selection, I believe we have time, Brother Chris, for another selection. Then Brother Chris is going to come in with the invitation, and we're going to say our goodbyes and play our last song for this show. Invitation, say our goodbyes, and the last song for the show. Now, the next selection we're going to play is a cappella company, Holy City. And here we go. Now, here is our own Brother Chris with the invitation.
Jesus said a long time ago to his disciples following his resurrection from the dead, and that he had to encourage his followers, that he said unto them, he said, thus it is written, and thus it behooves Christ to suffer and to rise from the dead the third day. And that repentance and remission of sins should be preached in his name among all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. The Gospel of Luke, chapter 24, verse 46 to 47, King James Version. So here we got to realize that we have to come to terms with God. If we're going to be right with God,
And this invitation is regarding repentance and remission of sins. You cannot separate the two because they're in conjunction with one another. And they're going to be preached at Jerusalem on the first Pentecost following the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. God had made it known to the Apostle Peter that he was going to give him the keys of the kingdom by the first gospel sermon historically ever preached. And this was the beginning of the establishment of the New Testament church, which Peter had made known concerning the household of Israel and all that were at the Pentecostal festivity on the first Pentecost following the resurrection of Christ in Jerusalem in AD 30. And it says in Acts chapter 2, verse 36 and 30-38, King James Version, it says, "Therefore let all the house of Israel know surely that this God had made the same Jesus whom ye have crucified, both Lord and Christ. Now when they heard this, they were pricked in their heart, and said unto Peter and the rest of the apostles, Men and brethren, what shall we do?" They wanted to know that what shall we do?
Amen.
"We have killed our own Messiah that came to bring us back to God, and we didn't kill our own Christ, the one to come to fulfill all things, to restore the household of Israel. They killed him." Peter told them what to do in the aftermath of all that has been done. Peter said, "And they repent. Change your mind about the love and practice of your sin and turn to God." And yes, here we go, in connection, repentance and remission of sins, "and be baptized, every one of you, in the name, by the authority of Jesus Christ, for remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost." Now, remember on the outset I said repentance and remission of sins are connected. That includes baptism. Baptism in the watery grave of baptism, where you contact the blood of Christ to get those sins eradicated from your soul. And that's how we are translated in the kingdom, or in the body of Christ, which is the church, the kingdom of God, dear son. We are his subjects. We have overcome the power of darkness that's delivered us. How did it get delivered? How did we get delivered? Through the redemption of, that is through his blood. In Colossians chapter 1, verses 13 through 15, King James Version, it says, "And who have delivered us from the power of darkness and have translated us into the kingdom of his dear son, in whom we have redemption through his blood." We've been bought by the blood of Christ. We're on the market, and Christ has reclaimed us. He's bought us off the market and cleaned us up by his precious blood, even the forgiveness of sins. That's where remission is. It's through the redemption in his blood, who is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of every creature. That's how we get in Christ. You've heard the word. Do you believe it? Are you willing to repent of your sins? See the importance of changing your mind about your sinful life and turn to Christ. That's the only way we're going to be able to escape hell, because it's inevitable. It's incontrovertible. If you don't do it without the blood of Christ, if you don't do it without Christ's redemption, there's no way to escape the damnation of hell. And that's why we got to get in him and be immersed in watery grave baptism, contact the blood of Christ. The church is purchased by the blood of Christ because we are his redemption through his blood, and we have a state in the New Testament kingdom, the church of Christ, which he died for, purchased his own. We were purchased by his blood, Brother Oscar.
Thank you, Brother Chris, for that fine invitation. And we hope you all heard him. Get into the body of Christ where there is safety. All right. We're going to say our last prayer. Let's pray. Our Father, which art in heaven, I'll be thy name. Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for all your blessings. We thank you for these beautiful songs that we are playing to encourage each and every listener. We pray for each listener that they are striving to live for the Lord. In Jesus' name do we pray. Amen and amen. And as always, it was nice chatting with you today from Chatting from the Word.
Bye-bye.
How about we, Brother Chris? All right, good time. And we're going to play our last selection. We're going to play Terry Lane.
That's right.
Safe in
Amen.
Your arms. Safe in your arms.
Hey.
And here we go. Yes, sir.
Ew, from all